Now turn to part 4, questions 16 to 20. You will hear a boy called Harry talking to his class about a family wildlife trip to Africa. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to tell you about my wildlife trip with my family to Africa last month. We wanted to see the animals that live in a national park there. Perhaps you've heard of the famous Kruger National Park. Well, the one we went to, called Etosha, that's E-T-O-S-H-A, was just as beautiful. We went to Africa by plane, which took around 14 hours, and then had a car journey to the park, where our camp was. After that, we went everywhere by truck, which was useful because we had to go off-road to look for animals. And we saw so many wild animals while we were there. There were a lot that I'd never seen before, like zebras and buffaloes. I'd got a guidebook with me, and I used it to find out what lots of the birds were called. There were over 300 types in the park. Our guide told us we'd certainly see some elephants, as there are so many living in the park. I was hoping to see some giraffes, but it was a bit disappointing because we didn't see any. But then we saw something that some visitors never get to see, a small group of lions. I'll never forget that. They were resting by a waterhole in the sun. When it was time to go home, I had to pack all my things. It had been such an amazing holiday, and I'd taken hundreds of photos. When I got home, I wanted to remember exactly where I'd been, so I looked at my map. I'd marked on it the date we visited each place. It was a bit like a diary. It's a brilliant souvenir of my trip, and I'll keep it forever.
Now listen again.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to tell you about my wildlife trip with my family to Africa last month. We wanted to see the animals that live in a national park there. Perhaps you've heard of the famous Kruger National Park. Well, the one we went to, called Etosha, that's E-T-O-S-H-A, was just as beautiful. We went to Africa by plane, which took around 14 hours, and then had a car journey to the park, where our camp was. After that, we went everywhere by truck, which was useful because we had to go off-road to look for animals. And we saw so many wild animals while we were there. There were a lot that I'd never seen before, like zebras and buffaloes. I'd got a guidebook with me, and I used it to find out what lots of the birds were called. There were over 300 types in the park. Our guide told us we'd certainly see some elephants, as there are so many living in the park. I was hoping to see some giraffes, but it was a bit disappointing because we didn't see any. But then we saw something that some visitors never get to see, a small group of lions. I'll never forget that. They were resting by a waterhole in the sun. When it was time to go home, I had to pack all my things. It had been such an amazing holiday, and I'd taken hundreds of photos. When I got home, I wanted to remember exactly where I'd been, so I looked at my map. I'd marked on it the date we visited each place. It was a bit like a diary. It's a brilliant souvenir of my trip, and I'll keep it forever.
That is the end of the test. Please stop writing now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers.